Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're starting the Mishnah in daf Tzadik Vav Omid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We're continuing to talk about the great sugya of Marika Ushtifa. And our Mishnah tells us, Tarfan Oymar Bishel Mitchilas HaRegel Yevashel Boy Kolaregel. The same pots that were used at the very beginning of Yontif to go and cook karbonos, you can go and use them the entire Yontif without being concerned of the inyan of noiser and the inyan of purging the kalim from the potential noiser. Keep on using it every single day. And of course, Igmar is going to ask, how can you do that? Don't you have a chiyav of Marika Ushtifa? Please wait till the Gemara will discuss it. No, there's no such thing. Adzman achila. You can only go and wait and use these kalim until the end of the Zman Achila. Once the Zman Achila ends, that means Noiser sets in. You have the Liois of Noiser. You cannot use a kli until you do a Marika Ushtifa. Now, exactly how do you do a Marika Ushtifa? Remember, Mr. Friedlander asked yesterday, how does this happen? How does it work? Zokta Misha Marika Ushtifa is Marika Kemarika Sakois Ushtifa Kishtifa Sakois. Explains Rashi that we have in Masechtas Brachos, that when you go and use a koishel brocha, lamushel for benching, that you're supposed to do Marika Ushtifa. Now, what does Marika Ushtifa mean over there? It doesn't mean over there Hagola, it doesn't mean kashering, but rather explains Rashi, it means, Marika means that you go and wash out the inside of the kos, Shtifa means on the outside of the kos. And the same thing is when you do Marika Ushtifa by the clean achoshes, like it says in the Torah, the imba chlin nechoshes bushala, or moirak v'shuta b'moyim, how are you supposed to do that? Marika Ushtifa, from the outside of the kli, and from the inside of the kli. And that's what the Mishnah means, Marika Ushtifa kois, Ushtifa kishtifa kois,
and would you call it a good scrubbing?
You don't even have to scrub. All we're talking about rinsing. We're just talking about rinsing. And says the Mishnah, Marika Ushtifa b'tzoinan, you used cold water for both the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli. And you remember we had a discussion about this. Yes, and Mishnah, we're going to have the same machloikas today. In our Mishnah, we only have one mandiyamah, Marika Ushtifa b'tzoinan. Mishnah, we're going to have the second mandiyamah that holds that you have to do it be'chamin. Mishnah, we'll get to that shortly. And the Mishnah concludes, Vashput bo askala magilon bechamin. The spit or the grill, the grate that we use to go and roast part of the kabanas, that you do hagola on. Now what means hagola? Hagola means to go and do kashering through hot water. Haisavasim. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you only need hagola and you don't need libun. And normally, of course, you would need libun, because normally you say kibbutz kapotai the same way that the either the tanur or the kedera, and in this case the spit, the same way that it is mavlia or boilea, the bliois, same way it also ejects those bliois. So the chor that we have to go and kasher shpud and askle would be to go and, like we use today, we use a blowtorch. Or you go and put it in an oven and you have it as a self-cleaning oven. So why does the Mishnah say hagola instead of libun? So Dr. Ashi, the Gemara already asked that kasher mesechtas avodah zarah, and the Gemara gives several terutzim there why our Mishnah says hagola. Now that's the reason why our Mishnah brings this tinah shpud v'askala. This is really not a Marika Ushtifa halacha. The Marika Ushtifa halacha we already discussed is Bitsaina. What we're saying now is the Gabi Kashring, the Shvun Askala, in addition to the Marika Ushtifa, and not only in addition, but prior to the Marika Ushtifa, you have to go and do Hagola, you have to go and Kashin. And the same thing, by the way, applies to all the Kedeiros and all the Kalim that are being used in the Beis HaMikdash. Every kli nechoshes, every kli matkes, besides the din of Marika Ushtifa, you also have to do kashering, you have to do hagola. Why doesn't that Mishnah mention it? Because the Mishnah doesn't consider that to be a chiddush. The chiddush is the gabish mud v'askala, that you only need a hagola, as opposed to limon. Why taka? The Gemara asks the sechsas of Eidazor, and the Gemara gives a number of tibbets.
Here the Gemara doesn't
discuss that. Frank Dimori gets back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where Abtarfin says that if you go and use the kli on the first day of Yontav, you can use it on the entire Yontav. My time to Abtarfin. Where's Abtarfin come from? The Omakor says in the Pasuk, and he says, "Boiker v'alach to liyoyalecha, akosuv asoi lekulon boiker echad." What Reb Tarfin, what the Gemara is explaining is that Reb Tarfin learns that all the days of Yontif are merged as if they're in one day, and the day after Yontif, that's called the Boiker Rishai, the first Boiker after Yontif. And so therefore, even though the Yontif is 7 days long, from day one through day seven is all one Langa Yoim Adichta, and one is the new Boiker, that's the first day of, that's Isru Chag, the day after Yontif. And so therefore we are now merging all the days, and that's why you don't have to purge, you don't have to do a Mriku Shtifa every day of Yontif.
How right. Come the din of Noiser is not Noiser?
That's the Gemara's kasha. Mask of the Rav Chavuya Bar Ami, okay, ein pigel beregel, the Noiser beregel. Meaning, the whole reason why we do Mriku Shtifa is to go and get out the Belios, which have become Noiser. What you're telling me is that the entire week of Yontif, there is no concept, there is no concern of Noiser. There's no concern of Noiser. The din of Noiser applies during Yontif just like it applies throughout the year. And if there is a din of Noiser, then every single day he has to go and do a Mriku Shtifa, Metagola. What's going on over here? Why do we say that the whole week is like one day? You guys, that's Takana Locha. That when it comes to Yontif, the din of Noiser and Pigel are, if you will, suspended or extended. And there is no din of, if you go and check, for instance, on Erev Yontif, and you say, well, I'm going to go and eat it 2 days from now on Yontif. No problem. No pickle doesn't apply to Yontif. Or noise doesn't apply to Yontif, even though it's left over 3, 4, 5 days, still no problem. Just like there is no din of Mariku Shtifa for the whole Yontif. Is that true? Only this halacha alone. This halacha of Mariku Shtifa is not necessary until after Yontif. So L'chayra and Mariku and the din of Nois and Pigel still apply. So how does that work? Elkav Nachman Rabavud, Yom Rab Nachman Rabavud, Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Giyo L'chaveroi. Ah, we've had this halacha already back in the Sechus of Yitzhara. What the Gemara says over there, because they're constantly using the same kederos to go and cook their karbonis day after day after day, it never allows it to become noiser. So Rashi says, L'mashul, you're using on the first day of Yontif, you're cooking your Shalmei Chagiga. Shlom, of course, you can go and eat Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So when would the Belios become noiser? Only the second day at the end of the day on Shkia. Aha. So you know what I'm going to do? Second day in the morning, I'm going to bring a brand new carbon shlavim, not me, but other yidin and klal yisrael, and we're going to use that same kedera to go and cook those shlamim, and guess what happens? All of the blios from yesterday's cooking are going to come out today in today's cooking, but that's fine because it didn't become noisy yet. And all the blios from today will stay in the pot, and they're going to come out tomorrow. But they're going to come out tomorrow also, pre the time that it becomes noisy. So what Reb Tarfon is saying is that because during Yontif, I'm using this kedera on an ongoing daily basis, before any of the blios have an opportunity to mature and become noiser, they've already been niflat. They've already been expelled and ejected from the world of the kedera as a result of the brand new cooking. That new cooking brings in brand new blios, but before those new blios become noiser, again they're going to be ejected the next day and the next day and the next day throughout the yontif. And therefore, a tarfin's halacha is really not a yontif halacha, it's halacha of constant, non-stop use of kederos halacha. If you could go and find someone in the middle of a chweis, cheshvin, or kislev, that they're using the same kli day after day after day after day without stop, fine, the same halacha would apply, that you never allow this kli to rest. Each time the blios never have an opportunity to mature into noiser, because before the noiser period would hit, boom, we're using this kli again, and then the blios would go out into the next carbon, always pre the zman of becoming noiser.
So how yes. Come, since there is no halacha to bring a chagiga every day of Chalamoid, how come there is no gzeira? Maybe one day they will not.
They'll skip it. Yeah. It's a mitzvah of what retirement saying isn't evident from what he says in the Mishnah.
That's no question, but is it evident from the Gemara?
No.
Okay, so what means, how do you touch the words, Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Giyo L'Chaveroi?
I'm waiting for to understand it.
Okay, so let's look at Rashi. Nasigil chaveri, 10 lines from the top of the Amid. Mitoich shashlam mitzuyim beregel. Every day people are bringing shalmei chagig and shalmei simcha, as well as during cholamoy they're bringing their nedarim and nedavos. Ein balua shalom nasa noisa. The balios never become noisa. Sherizman shalom lebeiz yamim. Vachim mavashel beishlam moinu when he cooks shalom today, meaning the first day of yontif. Hod mavashel beishlam lemachar on the second day of yontif. And what happens on that day? Ubeilea mishlam shenishkatu biyom amachras. At on the second day, as a result of the cooking, it's going to be boilea, brand new bliyos on the second day of yontif. Ubeilet mashe bola asma, and it's going to go and eject everything that was nivla on the first day. Ubeilea menachroinim, and it's only going to be boilea from the new bliyos, from the new shlam from today. Nimtze sheinu bolidei noisa. Therefore, you're never going to have a situation where the blios will mature into noise. I was it mit if you're going to go and the mushel cook a karm chatas, meaning any karm which is only the yom v'layla and not shnei yom v'layla echad. Says Rashi, mibol levashel chatas zor levashel achrab shlomim boy b'yom. You know what he's going to do? He's going to make sure that that same day, after cooking the karm chatas in the morning, in the afternoon he's going to cook a karm in shlomim, and that's going to happen. Poilet as a chatas, then you'll have a plita of all of the bliyos of the chatas into the shlam, ubaleis shlam, and be blei the shlam. So vis-a-vis this kedera, will. What do they say about New York? Yeah, New York never sleeps. This
New York's melting pot.
That's a separate. That's good. Well, this melting pot of the kedera in the Beis Hamikdash also never sleeps throughout the entire yontif and never has a chance for the bliyos to become.
It's blei the chatas. I'm not shortening the shlamim.
And blei the chatas.
Right, exactly.
And Rashi doesn't address it, but l'chayri, you're right. You'd have to go and eat it. That grad is going to be the next Mishnah.
There's enough separate kederas for the shlamim for chatas that did everything.
Even the problem is the only. Only if they had a separate one just for chatas alone. The problem was that you don't have the benefit of the shnei yom v'lay lechad. You only have
the last day of yom tov.
What about the last day?
The last day is no more balaya.
The last day of yom tov is still cooking. What's going to happen is that day 7 of yom tov. It's balaya from day 7. It's poiled from day 6. The 6th day goes into the 7th one. It's not noisy yet because you can eat it until nightfall. The problem is only going to be on Isruchak. Right. Isruchak, you're not going to go and cook another shlom because it's all finished. On that day, you'll have to make Mariku Shtifa. And that's what Abtafen says. But once you have Isruchak, make your Mariku Shtifa.
We learned before that you're not allowed to limit the time of the shlomim. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to shorten the time of consumption of
bring the best mm-hmm. of
here I have the choice. I could make Merike Shtife and I would avoid the risk of mm-hmm. making a shlomim into the limit of the day of Chatos.
What we're hearing from Mr. Friedlander. Mr. Friedlander is saying is that Rashi said that you have the case of the Chatos. When you go and cook the Chatos, then that's only the Yom V'Layla. So if you're going to go and cook the Chatos today, what's going to happen is if you wait until using the same pot tomorrow, by definition, tomorrow it's already going to become noisa. And therefore you'll have to make a Mariku Shtifa. So what did Rashi give an Aitza? Right after you finish the Chatas, go and cook a shlom. And what's going to happen now? All the Chatas bliyos are going to come out, and they're going to go and attach themselves to the shlom. They attach them to the shlom. Won't the shlom now have the problem of having bliyos of the carbon Chatas? So what's the Gefelich? What the Gefelich is, number one, it'll only be Necha Lekahanim. Number two, it'll have to be eaten in the Azara. Number three, you can only eat it the Yom V'Layla. And therefore, in particular, about the Yom V'Layla, says Mr. Friedlander, we have a famous rule that Ein Meviim Kodesh L'Beis Apsul. You're taking this Shlomim and you're going to go and shorten its life expectancy by only allowing it to be eaten the Yom V'Layla. What happens if they don't eat it quickly, Yom V'Layla? Then it's going to become Kam Noisim. Anytime that we have a carbon, we don't want to shorten the time allocation that you're going to eat the carbon.
He's a regular person
getting a shlum. But if that shlum gets bliyos of a carbon chatos, if it's like the Gemara, the next Mishnah, we're going to have to see.
You sure that's the case?
We're going to see the next Mishnah, and the pshat in the Gemara after the next Mishnah, that if the chatas is benoisin tam, it gives a nisinus tam into the korban shlamim, then you'll only be able to go and eat it liyoyim v'layla, and you have all the chumris of a chatas in this shlamim. Oh, that's exactly kasha. It's the Harashi's eitz, not a good eitz. Yet you will see after the next Mishnah, that's only if it's taka noisin tam. What happens if it's not nice and tam? Then the halacha of the shlamim, it's not a problem. And apparently, what our Gemara is telling us is, when you cook the korm chatas and the korm shlamim at the same time, avad is nesinas tam. However, if you just have the bliyos of the chatas and the pat, apparently that's not enough to be nice and tam into the shlamim, and therefore you'll be able to continue eating the shlamim. Otherwise, it's not only your question is an excellent question, because it's not only a question of your Mevi'in Kashim Beis Hapsul. The reason why Yidin brought the Shalmei Chagig and the Shalmei Simcha is to be able to go and eat that together within Mishpachas in Yerushalayim. Anytime that you're going to go and cook a Karm Shlam, if in this pot you already cooked the Karm Chatas, what's going to happen is then they won't be able to eat it. The Yisraelim that brought the Karm won't be able to eat it. It's going to have to be eaten by the Kahana. Chatas can only be eaten by a Kohen, can be eaten by Yisrael. So then they're going to defeat the whole purpose why they came to Yerushalayim, to bring the Karbonos, Shalmei Chagigim and the Shalmei Simcha, instead of be able to besamachta Fnei Hashem Lekecha, after Vincha Bitecha, after Vosvetecha. How do you have, what's the Simcha? The Simcha is a boss of a Yayin. They'll only be able to go and drink Kedem wine and grape juice. They won't be able to eat the meat from the Shlom, because the Shlom will have to be given to the Kohen. So Zaytzechos, Rashi learns that the Bliyos are sufficiently insignificant that it's not noisy and tam, and therefore it would continue to be a regular shlam that you can eat the shneyom b'leil echad by the balim, etc. Anyway, beginning back to argument. So kum tochoyis yet, according to the Tanakama, says Reb Tarfin, you won't have to do Mariki Shtifa Gantzionta because of this constant purging through the constant ongoing bishul from day to day. But now we have to understand the chacham. The chacham obviously disagree, and they say no, adzman achila, it's a regular merikah shtifa like every day of the year. Vos halten zay. So the mafarshim say that the chachamim apparently hold one of two or three possible reasons why they disagree with the pach. Reason number one is because they're concerned that perhaps the first time when they cooked the korban shlam, they cooked it all the way to the top of the pot. And now when you do the second bishul, you'd also have to do a new bishul all the way to the top to do a full merikah shtifa to get all the bliyos out. But what happens if the second time they didn't go and cook it all the way to the top, they only did it until 80% to 90%. Also, you still have 10% on top of the pot, which did not have the benefit of the merikah shtifa of the new bishul. Not the merikah shtifa, it's really the, if you will, the hagol, the bishul of the second one that goes and is maflit the bliyos from the previous one. But if you don't go and cook it all the way to the top, so therefore the chum have a chash, maybe you're not going to do a full bishul on the second time like you did it the first time, and therefore it won't act as the cleansing agent like Reb Tarfin gives it, that it'll take out the old bliyos and put in new bliyos. Others want to go and say that Reb Tarfin is giving a special kula legabi hilchas yontif. We find this concept in Maseches Chagiga, where the Gemara says that during yontif kol Yisrael chaverim. And therefore, although throughout the whole year I was always concerned about Tumah V'Tahara, and I would always make sure that I wouldn't take something from an Amah Oretz who was not makbid B'Tumah V'Tahara, but in Yom Tov Nishkafrei Kakashis, but rather we made sure everybody went to Toivl before Yom Tov. That's where the meaning of going Toivling Erev Yom Tov comes from. Everybody Toivled before, so now everybody's B'Tusha V'Tahara, and we're hoping that they'll continue to remain on that exalted status throughout the whole Yom Tov. But Frekish Kakashis, everybody has this status of Kol Yisrael Chaver. So similarly, they gave the status according to Reb Tarfin that Allah Kalim Als is fine. This continuous cooking, we don't have to worry about it. And the Chum say, I do have to worry about it. Maybe one day they didn't cook. Maybe they forgot. Maybe this pink, this kli, they had 1,000 other kelim which were used. But this one wasn't used. It was left in the closet. They didn't realize it. They forgot. It was a bet. So to go and make us a blanket rule, the Chum would say, I'm nervous because maybe something will be overlooked. Like we said, that they didn't cook it the second time until the top. Or maybe because they won't have used this kli. Or maybe as a result of doing this during Yom Tov, some kahanim or some people will say, oh, I see, and then it'll be makel throughout the year. Anyway, so the Chachamim didn't want to give such a blanket rule for Yom Tov. Whenever you do Hagolah today, you make sure you put the entire pot into a larger pot, right? You don't leave anything out.
Submergent.
And if that's your largest pot, then you go and cook it till it's up, and you throw in a burning stone or something, burning brick, and then the whole thing splashes over. You want to make sure every square inch. Like regular Marika Shtifa, Mike Omer Vosung Chacham, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Avua, Mamten Lo Adzman Achila, Bahodet Oven Lo Marika Ushtifa. Which means that you don't do Marika Ushtifa as a preventive measure, but it's always a remedy, after a curative, after the pot has already become noiser, the bleers have become noiser, you know what you gotta do? Now you do the Marika Ushtifa. The Marika Ushtifa is post the end of the Zman Achila. But not immediately, how do I know? I'm Rabbi Chmishum. Abi Yosi ben Abaksiv umoyrik meshuta b'moy uksiv kol zochah bekahanim yoichel oisa. These two psukim are back to back in the parsha of Parshas Chatos. Okay, so how can it say you both do umoyrik meshuta and kol zochah bekahanim yoichel? Okay, so mam telo adzman achila. What you have to do is when it comes to a korm chatos, allow the kahanim to go and eat it throughout that yom v'layla, and then when the zman achila ends, for now. Achila has come to an end. In other words, the two do not overlap. They're mutually exclusive. You can only eat during the Zman Achila. You can only go into Marika Shtifa after Zman Achila.
We're trying to avoid here.
The Chacham are telling us, when does Zman Marika begin? We shouldn't think you go, okay,
it's
exactly.
It's just like Kashrut. It's what, but it's basically.
Yeah, I think Mekasha can be also the Chachila waits for it, shouldn't be a Ben Yoimai. But I don't know if that's required. But bottom line is, you have over here, it's...
This is an issue of Ben Yoma? That's what we're worried about?
No. We're worried about... That was separate. Yeah. On a regular day, in the Beis HaMikdash, they went and cooked the Korban Shlomim inside the Knesset. By the way, it didn't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You can go and cook it at home, because Shlomim is mutter for all Yerushalayim. Good, we cooked it. Now, what happens with this Knesset? So, I learned in the Pasuk, we go... forget about Shlomim. Let's go back to Korban Chatos. Person cooked a carbon chatas in the Azara, in the Kedera, and now it got bleois from this carbon chatas. So I look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "The imachim choish is bushala." What is this kli made out of? It's made out of copper. It says on the bottom, made out of copper, USA or China, wherever it is. Oh, it's made out of copper. So what I got to do? Marik shi tovamoyim. This reason, Magdimen, we just finished cooking it. I'm going to quickly go now and start doing the marik shtifa. Say the chum, don't quickly do anything. Wait until after the Zman Achila. When would that be? After Alois HaShachar the next day, in the morning, after davening, after the daf, then you'll attend to this Kedera, but don't do it on the same day that it was cooked, that it was used for cooking. Wait until after the bleed. Why is that? I have two psukim. One pasuk says, "Kuzulzochah b'kahanim yoichal oisa," which is a Zman Achila. The other pasuk, which is back-to-back, says, "Omerik meshutav amoyim." So make up your mind. Say the Chachamim. I'll tell you what pshat in the two psukim is. These two psukim are mutually exclusive vis-a-vis time periods. Number one, Kozach v'kanav yoichal oisa, let them eat up the Korban Chatos. When that Zman Achila's Korban Chatos ends, which is min ha-toira amur ha-shachar, from that point and further, go and take those kalim which were used to cook the Korm Chatas or Moirak Vishuta Bamoyim Dum Rikushti.
Okay, without this person, I would say,
you can do it immediately. Put it in the dishwasher. I agree. That's what the Chiddush of the Rabbanim is.
Okay.
It's good we have this Rabbanim.
It's a Xeris HaKosuv.
No
logic behind it. So I can tell your wife that there's a Bakork leaving the dishes over. So
if your house is the base of Migdish, absolutely.
Every one of our homes is the base of Migdish Ma'at, right?
You have dinner. He says, "You want to do the dishes?" And say, "I'll do it tomorrow morning." He doesn't let me do that.
Yeah, the dishes you can do, no problem. Just don't go and do the Mariko Shtifa of the pot.
Prematurely.
Jogting more right. Mariko Kamarika Sakoi Shtifa Kishiva Sakoi Stanrabon Mariko Shtifa Betsoilin to Virabi. That was our Mishnah. Mariko Shtifa is Betsoilin. What's the difference between Mariko and Shtifa? Rashi said Mariko means inside the kos or inside the Kedera. Shtifa means from the outside. Zuzuk Trevi. Chum Oimrim, Mariko is Bechamin. Ushtifa Mitzayim. We had this Chacham yesterday in the Gemara, but this was not brought in the Mishnah. Only the Braisa brings the Chacham that the Marika is Chamin. Chamin, in, as we'll see in another line, means regular Hagola, regular Kashering, to get out of the Isser of Noisa from the pot. And then after that, you go and do a Shtifa Mitzayim in cold water. Where the Rabbanan coming from? It's no different than any time you do Haggadah, any time you kasher. A Gula Avicham means, just like by the claim Midyan, the Pasuk says, tavir ba'esh v'tayr, and whatever was b'mayim, tavir b'moyim. In other words, just like you go and buy a used pot, a used pan, you can go and kasher it. How do you kasher it? Through, in this case, Hagola. So here too, I have to go and kasher this pot by the fact that I want to use it to go and cook a carbon chatos. And it became noiser. For Rabbi Amalach, and Rabbi says back to Rabbanan, Rabbanan, don't scream. Of course you have to do Hagola. Hagola ikamina. I'm not referring to that Hagola. Absolutely. Just like if you went and bought a pot that has in it chazafet in the walls of this pot, you have to kasher it. So over here too, you have to go and kasher it because there's noiser in the walls of this pot. I agree with you, but you have to do agola. Kikamina, what I'm talking about is besides the agola, you have to do mariku shifa. And that mariku shifa is the basra agola. And therefore you have to do, in a sense, three things. Number one, agola of the entire pot. And number two, marika, going with cold water, rinsing out the inside of the pot, and shtifa with cold water rinsing the outside of the pot. So marika shtifa is just a further requirement in addition to the regular requirement of hagol.
The rabbanon are holding the inside.
Well, let's see the rabbanon. The rabbanon, zugn rabbanon back to Rabbi. If you're telling me that hagola ushtifa is talking about mitzoynon and it's not talking about the initial hagola, emkein lichtav kro oy moirek moirek oy shutav shutav. That is why they say the pasuk u'moirek v'shutav b'moyim if they're both basically the same action. Meaning, according to me, the rabbanon that I hold that the first one is hagola and the second one is b'tzaynan. One's b'chamin, one's b'tzaynan. So these are two separate concepts. Marika is b'chamin, shtifa is b'tzaynan, and that's why the Torah gives two different titles to these two different actions. But the way you, Rebbe, are learning, that both of them are b'tzaynan, they learn marika shtifa means rinsing and rinsing. And they don't distinguish between inside and outside, outside and inside. Just say, marik, marik, shudav, shutav. My umarik v'shutav. Shema mina l'choy is a right to me, that these are two different characters. Marika is b'chamin, shtifa is b'tzaynan. But Rebbe, iksiv umarik, marik, if we would say like you're suggesting, two times the word marik, or two times the word shutav, have a minute, trays in the moirik, or trays in the shutav. That you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to rinse the pot out twice, either from the outside, or twice from the inside. But not that it's one and one, inside and outside, but rather two times inside, or two times outside. What is the definition of marika sakos? That means from the inside. Shtifa kishtifa sakos from the outside. So kum techois lechoyre, the basic machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is how you define the words marika b'shutav for purposes of the Torah. According to Chacham, the double usage of two different terms. A marik v'shutav tells you that these are two different actions. One is with hot and one is with cold. That's why I say the first one is the irregular kashering hagala, and the second one is a finishing touch of cold water rinsing. Masha'enkin, Jokhtach Rebbe, no. Marik v'shutav doesn't just mean hot and cold. Marik v'shutav means outside, inside and outside. Since it's inside and outside, they can both be cold. The inside is done cold and the outside is done cold. What do I do with my bliyos of the noiser? Of course you have to do gagol. Of course you have to do kashering. That's not a shayla. That's throughout kol ha'Torah kula. Anytime you have a dobra osri, you want to get it out, you have to do hagola. There's a special din that you have to go and do dafke from outside and inside the shtifa that we just spoke about. Now, lemaisa, what's now the difference halach lemaisa between Rebbe and the Chacham? Say most of them farshim. So machlokes mafarshim exactly what the Chacham holds because they don't really spell it out. But lechoyre, the pshat in the machlokes is the following: that according to Rebbe, what you have to do is three things altogether. Number one, you do a hagola of the entire pot like you would normally kasher a pot. Number two, after you finish with that, you have to go and do a marika, which means from the inside you rinse it with cold water. Then number three, you have to go and do a shtifa, that you have to rinse the outside with cold water. That's Rebbe. And according to Rabbanan, you only have to do two things. What two things you have to do? You have to go and kasha the entire pot. That's what's called marika. And in shtifa, you only have to go and rinse it once, either from the inside or once from the outside. But you don't have to do two rinsings, inside and out. One is enough, because according to Rabbanan, Mayer v'shutav are basically the same term. Just one means hot and one's cold. So you do one action of hot, one action of cold. You don't have to do three actions, only two altogether. Zhok denai mishnah. Bishul bei kodshim v'chunin. Oy kodshim kudishim v'kodshim kalim. You went and cooked in the same pot, the same time, either kodshim v'chunin. In other words, somebody at home was cooking both the kodshim kalim shlomim, and at the same time he or she, when they're cooking, put into it chulim. They put in, for instance, other meat, or maybe they put in carrots and potatoes, something that they're cooking together with the kodshim. But these are chulim. We're not bringing bazar, we're talking about at home in Yerushalayim. Or you had kodshim kudishim with kodshim kalim, and you cooked in the same pot at the same time, a karm chatos, together with a carbon shlomim.
It's a
challenge, so to speak. So now what happens? So we have a number of ramifications. If the kodshim given a sinas tam into the chulin, or the kodshim kudishim given a sinas tam into the kodshim kalim, haria kalim necholim kechamurin shebehen. The kalim now will have to have the chumris of the choymer. So for instance, when you talk about the kodshim kudishim and kodshim kalim, we discussed this before in response to Mr. Friedlander's question a few minutes ago. What happens if you cook together a karm shlom together with karm chatas? Shlom you can only normally eat nishnei yom v'layla echot. Shlom you can normally eat throughout Yerushalayim. Shlom you can only eat ayidei balim. As a result of the fact that you cook the two together, you have bliyos from the chatas in the shlomim. So number one, it'll only be able to be eaten by kahanim. It'll only be able to be eaten in the yom v'layla. It'll only be able to be eaten in the azara, because now it has the chumris of the carbon chatas. And now the Mishnah says something perplexing. Ve'einan tu'una marika shtifa. But you don't need a marika shtifa. Why don't you need a marika shtifa? You cooked kodshim kudishim and kodshim kalim. Of course you need a marika shtifa. And Rashi says that the chayr, what the Mishnah is coming to tell us is that although it has the chumrais of kodshim kudishim, the gabe, the earlier enumerated chumris, however, the gabe, the pat, you don't have to do marika shtifa after the yoim v'layla of the karm chatos. You get an extension and you can go and do it after the shnei yom v'layla echad of the karm shlam. And the obvious question is, why? Why don't you go and say that the pot also has the chumris of the chatos that was cooked together with the shlam at the same time?
It's
nice and tough. And furthermore, the ain't a poistel mamaga. Ein posel maga means that if the chatas was a posel chatas, how was it posel? It became tomei biyotze, became tomei because it became tomei. Now it's a posel chatas, and you cooked it together with your karm shlomim. Ein posel maga, the karm shlomim does not become posel, and it doesn't passel others. Why not? You just told me now that it's nechal kechoymer shabbat. It has all the chumrah. So why didn't it have this chumrah of the psul of the karm chatas? The Gemara is going to ask this in a moment. Finally, the Mishnah ends off. Rokik, shenogi berokik. Now we're not talking about a karm chatas. We're talking about a matzah from a karm mincha, yeah, lamashal, or from a karm toida. And it touched another rokik. And one of them, lamashal, was posel, and it touched a rokik which was kosher, or chachaticha b'chaticha, a piece of chatas meat touched another carbon meat, or shlama meat touched another carbon meat. Like a rokik, like a chaticha sur. You don't automatically say, oh, it touched it, contaminated, and the whole thing is no good. No. And it also mokim shabala, only that portion that was by land. So, for instance, exactly like a kedek klipa, or if it was there for a longer period of time, take off at 10%, 20%, 30%. In other words, whatever you think was the amount of time that allowed for a deeper bliya. But if it was sack only just for a moment, click, click, but you're done, you finished. The whole thing doesn't become contaminated, it's only that part.
probably exist in the case of the kikin. Basar, yes. But for the kikin, one doesn't know.
They're dry.
They could be there. They just came out of the oven and they're both still warm. They're still, both still hot. So one is puzzled, the other is kosher. One touches the other. I would think it comes contaminated. No, they have a little piece. Take off a klipa and take it off and you're done.
It's got shaman there, right?
We want to know how does it spread.
Yeah, because it's oil and it touches.
That's true.
So
but
you have to be hot.
So you're saying that the shaman of one went to the other. Okay, yeah. I accept that too. Good. Jokti Mark. Mike Omar. What did the Mishnah mean at the very beginning that it's nechal kechoy mishaba, but then we said no mriku shtifa, and then we said it doesn't pass the maga? How does this work together? And what the Gemara is going to say, although it doesn't use those words, it's basically a chasura masra. We're going to add about 5 or 10 words to the Mishnah. And we start again. Bishlo by kachim v'chulun, I kachim kachi kunishim v'kachim kalim. So far, that's what the Lashon of the Mishnah is. If it has an Asinus Tam, Hare Kal Nechol Kachamurim, and not like our Mishnah, Utuun and Mariku Shtifa, since the Kal has now gotten the din of Chamur, the Mariku Shtifa will have to be Taka after the Yom Velayla, not the Shte Yom Velayla Echad. And Upoisel Mamaga, Einacharam, if the Chattas was possible, the Shlom was possible, and the Shlom will further passel other things that it touches. That's not what it said in the Mishnah. Oh, now we add again. Then the kal doesn't get the din of the chamor. That's what we were talking about before. If the shlam was cooked in the chatas pot, you asked before, Mr. Friedlander, why don't you go and say that the din is that it should only nechal yom v'layla? And the answer is, if it's there's no nesinah tam, it's just the blias from the wall, and a subsequent cooking, and you didn't have the nesinah tam. Then you can continue eating the shlam normally shneyam v'layla echad as kachim kalim. Then to the mariku shtifa, it doesn't require mariku shtifa after the zman of the chomur. Make the mariku shtifa after the zman of the kal. Then poisel amaga. There's no din psal maga. Why? Because there was no nesinas tam one to the other. Obviously, we see the whole bunch of words are missing because our Mishnah truncated the two together and said im yesh nesinas tam. Kal kachamurim, ve'ein to unim marika, ve'ein and poislam maga. Those two dinim, ve'ein to unim, ve'ein and poislam, that's really in the ein ben benoy sentam, and those words are missing in the Mishnah. Breaking Mariet, you said that there's no din marika shtifa, neither kachi kudashim loibo, kachi kalam liboy, but you still need a marika shtifa out the kachim kalam. That's exactly what we meant. You don't do the Marika Shtifa after the Zman of the Kachi Kudishim, which is the Yom Halayla, but you have the extra extension until the end of the next day after the Shlom period, and that's when you're going to do the Marika Shtifa. And that's how we learn to push Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Amar, no, I don't have to say that Pshat, I have a better Pshat. Hamani Rav Shimoni, Diyam Kachim Kalim into the Marika Shtifa. Remember we had in the Gemara yesterday, had the Mishnah, that they called that Rav Shimon disagrees, and he holds that the din of Marika Shtifa is only by Kachi Kudishim, not by Kachim Kalim, because after all, the Pasuk is talking about a Kar Mechatas. And then afterwards it says in the Pasuk, Kol Zorcha B'Kehanim Yoichel Oysa, Kodesh Kedoshim He. Kodesh Kedoshim has the din of Mariku Shtifa, but not by Kodeshim Kalim. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. That since we're talking about a Chomer together with a Kal, if there is no Nesinas Tam, you don't have to do Mariku Shtifa out the Kodesh Kudishim, there's no Nesinas Tam. You don't have to do a Mariku on Kodeshim Kalim, because Ayrib Shimon Holmes, there's no din of Mariku Shtifa by Kodeshim Kalim.
A
gully, you always have to do. So the more bishlam, the rabbi diktani, I kachim kachim, we kachim kalim. Eloli abaya, tati lomali. The more is saying is, according to Rava, let's look at the beginning of the Mishnah. We had kachim and chulin that got cooked together, or kachim kudishim and kachim kalim got mixed together, got cooked together. How did Brother Shai say? Like a chulin. It got cooked together as one. So why is it telling us both the case of kachim and chulin, and kachim kudishim and kachim kalim? Says the more, according to Rava, it's perfect. Because Rava says that in the case of Kachi Kudishim and Kachim Kalim, Solka Daita Chamina, like the Rabbanan, that you'd have to do a Mariku Shtifa, either because of the Kachi Kudishim or because of the Kachim Kalim. Nein! if there is no Nesina Stam, you don't have to give either because of Kachim Kudishim. There's no Nesina Stam. You don't do Kachim Kalim because either of Shimon holds that there is no Marikah Shtifa by Kachim Kalim. So our Mishnah is coming to tell you a Stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon. Very good that Rebbe threw in this extra case. Eli Abaye, Tarti Lamali. What do I have to talk about both Kachim and Kulin? And Kachim Kudishim and Kachim Kalim? You always have to do the Marikah Shtifa even by the case of the Ein by Nesina Stam. You still have to do Marikah Shtifa al Tzekachim Kalim Shabbai. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? There's more Tzrichi. Now I need both cases. Ditana Kachim the Chulin have a mina Chulin who the Mavatli Kachim the Lav Minayu. What's the second case of the Mishnah? The second case of the Mishnah is that there is no Nesina Stam. So therefore I cooked Chulin together with Kachim. So I don't have to do a Marikah Shtifa out the Kachim because there was no Nesina Stam into the Chulin. And as far as the Chulin is concerned, of course there's no dinner Marikah Shtifa. Chulin is Chulin. So maybe I should go and say that there's still Nesina Stam. Kachim, Nesina Stam. Says the Gemara, no. There's a bittel. Chulin can be mevatel kachim because it's like a case of min b'she'ein amina. We could be talking about two pieces of meat, but halachically it's min b'she'ein amina in the sense that this is kachim and this is chulin, and therefore if there's no nesina stam, then I say the chulin is mevatel the kachim. Ah, the kachim kudish with kachim kalim, aim alike. That's min b'mina. Min b'mina lebatel. How the min b'mina? Because they're both kachim. So I would think maybe there's no din of bittel, and therefore even mitamashu it becomes has the chumrish of the chayim sheba because there's no bittel, even if it's not nois in time. Vita the kachim kudish and the kachim kalim, and min the kachim hude alim and avutuli kachim, avachulin aim alike. If it only said a case of Kachim Kudishim, Kachim Kalim, you know when I say the Nesina, that there is no Nesina, Stam is Gunish, it's all bottle. That's only because you're talking about two classes of Kachim, where each one is super mighty and powerful because they're both Kachim. So therefore, one Kachim can be battle the other Kachim. But Chulin, Chulin is the Chulin. So I would think it doesn't have that super power to go and mevatel the kachim. So even if there is no nesina stam, you still have to be machmir because it cannot be mevatel the kachim shabbat, even though it's only abisala. It's not mevatel. Kamash malon tzricha. I have to both cases. And if it's not nesina stam, it taka becomes bottle, regardless of whether it's chulim with kachim or kachim with chulim. Rokik shegir berokik. If you have one matzah touching another matzah, and like Brother Shai said before, if you have some shemen which is oozing from one matzah into the other, so I might have thought that the other matzah should become totally osir if the first matzah was possible, second one should become possible. So if you want a name, you only have to cut off that part like a kedei klipa, only makim shepa. Tarabon, it says in the pasuk legabe a carbon chatas. Koil ashiyiga b'vsara yigdash. Anything that touches the basar chatas becomes holy. I would just think it touches it, oh, it already becomes holy. They're both inside the refrigerator, they're both cold, one touches the other, oh, it's already become. Nah, tamaloima. Bibsara. What means bibsara? Ashiyiga b'vsara, there has to be a penetration that one penetrates into the other, that there's a bliya. Not just that they touch each other. Maybe if there's a slight bliya into the second, I would say that's already enough to, in a sense, contaminate that whole second carbon. You don't have to go and say that the entire second carbon has become now contaminated or apostle from the first one. Only the mokum negia where there was a mokum belia bilvot. So it touched taket. And there was a bliya taket. That part you have to go and cut off. But not more than that. The rest of it is still okay. And the pasuk says, "Kol hashiga bibsara yigdash bibsara v'lo yigidim v'lo yitzavos v'lo yikarnayim v'lo yibitlafayim." Those are not considered to be the etzem carbon. If you remember, we had before l'gabe the carbon oila, for instance, that if the atzamos yigidim fell out, you do not put them on the marocha. If they're still attached, leave them. But once they become detached, not only don't you have to put them on, but even if they were on top of the mizbeach and they fell off, lo yalu, you don't have to put it back again, because that's not part of the etzem carbon. So even if you have the gidim atzomis of a carbon chatas touching a carbon shlomim l'marshal, you don't say kol hashigavim yikdash, because only the sar yikdash liyos kamaya. What means liyos kamaya? Okay, it's in a psulahi, it's possible. If it was possible because it became, for instance, possible b'yotzei, and it touches now the karmin shlamim, and it's b'yleya, no, it's b'yleya, then also becomes possible b'yotzei. That's liyash kamayim. And if it was kosher, then it has the chumr sheba, like we had in our Mishnah. What are those chumrs? If the chatas got into the shlamim, mitanasin estam, then you can only eat here b'layla, it's got to be eaten by kahanim, it's got to be eaten in the azara, like kodshi kodesh. Frank Timor, I don't understand why, just because I got a belia from the possible carbon, I say that this carbon now also becomes possible, and you cannot eat it. But I see as a mitzvah says, there's a mitzvah I say to go and eat ala kabbana. So Rashi says, the achlu oisama shekupar behem, a special din that you have a mitzvah to go and eat from the kabbana. You have now the psul carbon that became possible, the yoitim et ablia. So why don't they go and say that the mitzvah achlu should go and supersede, should trump. Oh, bad word these days, right? They loisasa, that's the deicha loisasa. And you should be able to go and eat it. Everywhere on Marava ain't as the deicha loisasa, should be mikdash. The halacha of as the deicha loisasa applies kolatari kula, but not in the base of mikdash. How do I know? Shinema, the etzim loisishmeru voy. You're now going to go and break, lemoshel, the etzim of the carbon paste. The etzim loisishmeru voy. And Rabbi Shimon Rasi oimer, echer etzim sheishmer moyach, echer etzim sheishmer moyach. It makes no difference whether this etzim has in it marrow, or this bone has no marrow. What's halacha? Don't bite into it. Don't go and break it. Pray to my mind. Why not? After all, there is a mitzvah of eating the carbon pesach. Neisi asay. The mitzvah asay of eating carbon pesach. V'litches loises, let it be doicha the loises. I state the mafesh in terms of etzim l'sishvu. Why? Maybe that's only talking about an etzim she'ein by moyach, with his exavius of custom. Don't break the bones. But if it has marrow in it, break it. So you should be able to go and eat it. You should have an essa doicha loises. So he says, ask the chayyim, don't have a problem, it has to be the idna. That at the same time that you're breaking, you have to be able to go and eat it. But if you are breaking it first and eating it second, the chayyim have a problem, then there is no esed doicha loisasa, because you're doing the loisasa even before you're doing the esed. That's toys kasha. If you look at the last line, there's a toys the echad etzim she'en by moyach. That toys starts in the middle of the omud. It ends 6-7 lines into the wide lines. Look at the last two lines of the toys. Is a kati kasha. Hechi osi hayes of doicha loisasa habeidna de misake lab the shvius etzim lemekay masay dachila. And toys doesn't give an answer. L'chayre one could say balabatish that it's talking about that they cooked this etzim long enough that it became so soft that you bit into it, and at the same time that you bit into it and you broke it, then you had the marrow at the same time. Maybe you don't say that by behemoth, only by chicken. Those of you that your wives go and cook the chicken very, 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 very long, then you can go and basically eat the bones, and certainly you can go and suck the marrow from the bones very easily. If you only cook it a short period of time, that's more difficult. Maybe by beef bones, or you wouldn't say beef, you're talking about a kizbo se'ira, a kesev or an ace, that you're bringing a carbon pesach. Maybe for that you'd have to cook it 12 hours. You don't have the time to cook it because you got to eat it tonight or before chatzos. Exactly.
We have the kohanim are wearing the kohanim with shatnes, and it's an esei docha lo saaseh b'midash. Isn't that contradicting this? We're saying esei lo docha lo saaseh b'midash. We do have esei docha. We have shchitas korbanos on Shabbos. We have inshus b'midash. I mean, Shatnes is the most famous one. They're wearing Shatnes in their begadim. And that's an essay docha lo saaseh b'midash.
Well, there the Torah specifically says that you're supposed to make the avnet, fine. Torah specifically says the avnet you're supposed to go make from Tzemer Pishtim. Aye, how can you go and do that? That's a special exception. Of course, that is an exception to the normal rule. But I don't know that that's out. The reason is, push it because that's what the Torah told you. Did you go and wear the avnet even though it has shatness in it?
But also Shabbos, you're not supposed to shecht, and you need to do the korban.
But that's not out. So it's so. Is about drabans. We're not going to drabans with mikdash. The din that you go and bring a korban, even though you're not going to go and shecht normally. Absolutely. The editor says that special mitzvah. Every single Shabbos, you go and bring the carbon mitzvah. Exactly. So it doesn't go out. That's the din, that's what you got to do.
What is an example of
a
say, Dochelos?
In a regular case, do I call the Torah Kula?
Yeah.
We get besides the Yivamis, you have several blocks that talk about that.
Trying to look for an example where.
And I say Deicha Lo Yisaseh?
Where it comes exactly at the same time.
Oh, Bamila, Tsaras Mokamila.
Fine. Good. Okay. You got your case. You joked, you want to bite.
Do it.
That's true, but he's saying the Gabi Hilchois Karbonis, or Mikdash of him means Hilchois Karbonis, that there's no din of Esther Dechalai Sesem, because otherwise you'd be able to go and bite into the Atzamis on the night of Pesach.
But the Pesach isn't eaten in the Mikdash.
Brother Shai just asked that question, and I told him that apparently the Gemara is using the term Mikdash, not. It's talking about kabbanis. Kabbanis, which you brought in the base of English, the essence of the Chalosh doesn't apply. The Zokti Mora Vayit Rabashi Omar Yikdosh Esihu. And essence of the Chalosh always says, the Yasei. What the Gemara is saying is, the boy says, I hope you're all going to come tomorrow. I don't expect to be here, but in Mirch Hashem, Nachman Yosef is going to give the shiur tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Sorry?
He's coming.
And he's looking for a nice and robust discussion and learning together with all of you. Anyway, and if we have enough time today, and there aren't that many more kashas, the Gemara from here to the end of the perek is relatively straightforward. We might be able to even finish the perek today. Okay. But we'll see. Anyway, Rav Ashi says that the reason why you don't say Esa Dechaloi says is because you really have an essay, mit an assay, mit aloi says. What is that? Our kasha was, the assay of eating the carbon should be doicha the lois assay of the psul of the bliois from the other carbon. See, why did you go and say assay doicha lois assay eat from the carbon even though it's got those bliois from the psul of carbon? Says Rav Ashi, you can't, because the yiktosh kolash yigab the psul yiktosh tells you that now the carbon that you want to eat, not only does it have a psul from the first one, but it has the yiktosh, the kedusha from the first one. Kolashim, sorry, yiktosh is a lashon of an asay, and therefore this carbon now is imbued with an asay and a loises from the pasul, the carbon that caused it to become pasul through the bliyos. So you have takan asay to eat from the carbon, but you have a loises and an asay not to eat from the carbon. Therefore, an esedoich loises of yes. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Chatas to Miskadish Bibalua, Shar Kodesh Minolan. We've now learned the Gabni Korban Chatas that there is an Indian of Kodesh Yiga Bibisora Yitosh. What happens if it's not a Korban Chatas? What happens if it's a Korban Oila? Or it's a Korban Asham? Would you say the same thing applies? Zokti Mar, yes. How do I know? Mishmul Mishum Reb Lezer. We're going to learn now a Pasik that goes and recites all of the various kabbalas. Why does the Torah go and make as a summary pasuk Zoisa Torah? It's not just a poetic convenience to go and say, okay, I summarize, we just spoke about the oil and the mincha, but rather this pasuk tells us dinim of hekeshim that I learn one from the other. So number one, I learned from the oil, and we're going to go through every one of the kabbalas enumerated in this pasuk. We start off the oil. All kabbanas have the dinum like an oila. Like what? Ki oila, my oila to unakli. Just like an oila requires a kli. I've called unakli. All kabbanas require a kli. Faithim on my kli. What kli are you talking about? Ilayim a mizrak. Do you mean the mizrak to go and be makabal the dam? Faithim a bashabit simanamik simbu. I don't need to learn that from an oila. I have that pasuk lemushal gabishlam too. Agonois is referring to a mizrak where you put the dam in. Oh, so I don't need to learn that from oil, I know it by shlom too. El says, you're right. The kli that we're talking about is not a mizrak, we're talking about a sakin. Sakin means when you're doing the shechita, you have to use a chalif, and you don't use a sharp stone, you don't use a sharp reed, a kana, even though those are kosher for regular chulin to go and shecht. But by kabbanis, it's got to be dafka a kli a sakin, and not only by an oila, but by shar kabbanis. How do you know by an oila that requires a sakin? Machelis is referring to a sakin, and that carbon wasn't just a carbon. Vasam oilahu. How do we know it's an oila? So I see an oila requires a sakin, and from this hekish of zayis atayra, I see that all kabbanis require a chalif, require a sakin. Mincha says after the oiler says a mincha. Ma mincha in nechalas el zichikuna. Kolein in nechal el zichikuna. Just like by mincha it says in the pasuk, kalkol zocher b'kahanim yirchalois, it's got to be davka zichikuna. Same thing applies across the board to all kachi kudishim. Feiti mora mahi. When you're saying af kol, what do you come to include? Ichatu v'yoshem b'hediksebu. Kol zocher b'kahanim yirchalois. O yechlenu. Those are psukim that we had, that we've been talking about already for a couple of days. First pasuk is yirchalaisa. Second pasuk, Kodesh Kodeshem, Teichalenu. That's why Gemara has both a 7 and an 8 to tell you two separate psukim. In the Ishalmi Tzibur, you're telling me the other Kodesh Kodeshem that you can eat, the Shalmi Tzibur, that we bring once a year on Shavuos, the Kivsi Ateres, the Karasi, that I also have a pasuk, the Kodesh Kodeshem, Teichalenu, called Zachar Yoichal Oisai, Liman al Shalmi Tzibur, Shenichalon Lechai Kahuna. Now, this doesn't say the Fetish part of the Shalmi Tzibur, but we have an extra limud, the Kodesh Kodashim Techlenu, Kozacha Yechalaisai, to extend it not only from Hilchais Chathas the Asham, but also to go and tell us the Gabi Hilchais Shalmei Tzibur. Now, where is this possible? Kodesh Kodashim Techlenu? So Rashi says it's in Pashas Koirach, the Kodesh Yeloch, and it comes to tell you the Kivsi Yatzeres of the same din as the other Kodesh Kodashim. No, it's only Itin the Zichikuna. So, bottom line is, if you're telling me that I'm learning from the pasuk of mincha, from this pasuk, so it's a turtle of la mincha, that just like this is eaten by the zichrei kuna. Same thing by shalmei tzibur. Shalmei tzibur have another pasuk for. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. Ikanaf limehacha, ikanaf limehacha. Some say that the din of shalmei tzibur, which is only eaten by zichrei kuna, some say I learned it from this pasuk for la mincha. And some say I learned it from the other pasuk in Parshas Kareyav, Kodesh Kodeshim Techlenu, Kozocher Yoichal Oysa. Chatas, it says right in the pasuk, La'oyl v'lamin chavala chatas. What do we learn from chatas? Chatas, ma chatas m'kadesh b'b'lua. I've called m'kadesh b'lua. How do I know chatas m'kadesh b'lua? That's the pasuk that we started off our sugya from Korla she'yiga b'b'sara yikdosh, that b'lua is m'kadesh. Oh, same thing applies to all the Kamaras. And with this we've now answered the Kamaras question. The Kamaras question was, Ashkan chatas to miskadesh bebalua or mekadesh bebalua. Shar kodesh min olam amishmu from this pasuk. That's the chatas that we're learning. So it's more Ashim. The pasuk continues on Ashim. More Ashim ain shvei v'shulia kodesh by. I've called ain shvei v'shulia kodesh by. Just like by an Ashim, the shvei v'shulia means the fetus as well as the afterbirth. Then, one second, before you all jump up and down, the Gemara is going to address your question.
Okay.
Just like by an Ashim, there's no din of Shvir Vishulia Kavish by. Same thing is, if you have a Korban, which is in the Keva, which has the Shvir Vishulia, those Shvir Vishulia don't get a din of Kedusha, only the Mami Korban, and not the fetus, and not the afterbirth, the placenta, the shulia. What does this Tan of this Braisa hold? He holds two things. Number one, Kasav of Vlad is called Shimev Yosem Hein Kedosh. You don't go and say, Uba Yerach Ima, but rather you say that Vlad is called Shimev only get their Kedusha after they are born. Because if they get their Kedusha when they're still in the mommy's stomach, then the Shimev Shulia should be Kedosh. But more importantly, to address the question that Barry was itching to ask two or three moments ago, and I think also Reb Simcha and perhaps others. But then Efshe Mishi Efshe, this Tana holds that you can go and learn Efshe Mishi Efshe. What does he mean? The reason why by Asham the Shver and Shuli is not Kodesh, because all Ashamis are Zecharim. They're not Nikavis. And the Mishveitz of the Shver and Shuli is not Kodesh. So Mishda, Efshe. Nevertheless, it's time to hold. Makes no difference. Done Efshem Mishiyef, just like by the Ashem, there's no such thing as Kedusha Shvei B'Shulia. Same thing applies to Alan the Kevs. What do I learn from the Pasuk Vayta La Miluim? Ma Miluim is Moisrayim B'Sreif, Vim Balachayim B'Sreif, Vim Moisrayim. Afkom Moisrayim B'Sreif, Vim Balachayim Bim Moisrayim. What do you want to mean? What happens if you left over Kachim which were brought properly, and you didn't eat it within the given time, it becomes noiser, and of course it's a din of sreif. In fact, by the Pasha and Miluim, the Torah says specifically, you gotta go and burn it. What happens if you have Balichaim that were originally set aside to go and bring for the Kabbanis, and they were never brought? You know, we had extra Kabbanis standing in the wings, standing in the, what they call it, the ball pen, waiting for
the bullpen.
The bullpen. Oh, I'm sorry.
It should be a bullpen. It should be sheep pen.
Why can't they be brought later?
They can be brought later. But just saying, just what's the halacha by these X extra kibbonis. We don't go and say that the Bali Chaim are Moisrei and Bisreifa. The din of Noisar is only on Geshacht and the kibbonis that you didn't eat Bizman. But the Bali Chaim, there's no din of Noisar. You didn't use it. Oh, let's go and burn them as well. No such thing. Same thing applies now to all kibbonis, that even though you have kibbonis left over, you don't automatically say, oh, Noiser, that you have to go and burn it. The ground is Aloch al Moshe B'Sinai, that if you have a Moiser Chatas, how do you have a Moiser Chatas? That the person brought a second Chatas Bachrayas, and he brought the first carbon, now have the second carbon left over. Or that the carbon ran away, and then he brought another Chatas, and the new one, the old one comes on the scene. That's also considered to be a form of Noiser. That's a special Aloch al Moshe B'Sinai, that got to become Chatas.
It's interesting because also Vlad Chatas is also one of the five Chatos Mesos, and yeah, you were saying Vlad and Moser Chatas are not being treated as with the Kedusha, but yet they do have Kedusha and Chatas that they have to go to Misa.
Exactly.
So Vlad Chatas and Moser Chatas do have Kedusha.
Not only Vlad Chatas and Moser Chatas, but also the whole Vesimna. Shemes and Baalea, Shemeskap and Baalea Biacher, or Vishnosa, they all have a din of Kedusha, and that's why he has a din of Misa. We're just now learning one halacha from this Pasik, Begabe, the Meluim. And just like the Meluim, the halacha is that you only go and burn the Noiser HaKarb when it comes Noiser. You don't go and destroy the Balichaim. And by other Kabbanis, you also don't destroy the Baalei Chaim, with the exception of the Karma Chatzos, when you have Noiser, Baalei Chaim, then you have the din of the Simna, you have the din of the Loch HaMoish V'Sinah. The Ein Baalei Chaim is a good. Next, take back to the Mishnah, Mishnah in the Pasik, says, Ushlamim, that's already the last one, Zevach HaShlam, and then for Shlam, HaShlam, Mefaglam, Mespaglam, Avkom, Mefaglam, Mespaglam. The whole din of Pigal in the Torah only says the Gabi Karm Shlam. It says, Yim Avasa, Yivasa, Yoyim HaShlishi, Yim Ochel, Yiyochel, Yim HaShlishi, Yim HaShlishi is referring to Karm Shlam. In a Pigal of having a bad Machshav, Mespigal applies to all Kabbalists. Good. With this, we've addressed the question that the Gemara asked, how do I know Shar Kodshim, that they can also be Mavliya and Polite into other Karbanis? Masisa Tonim Mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, I don't learn it from Chatas, I learn it from a Karban, Mincha. Now I have a separate Braisa from Rabbi Kiva. We learned from Mincha before that just like a Mincha is Necha Lezichrei Kohuna, so too all Karbanis. But instead of Rabbi Kiva in his Braisa has, Ma Mincha Miskadeshim Babalua, Avkom Miskadeshim Babalua. That Ma Mincha, the same Halacha applies. If you have a maluch, a mincha, which is oozing shemen, and it touches another carbon, then it can cause the other carbon to have the same dinam as that carbon mincha. That if it happens to be possible, the other carbon becomes possible. And if it's a kosher carbon, then it's nechal kochay mishaba. Why do I have to have two separate drushes, one by a chatas and one by a mincha? This is a mincha. Mincha. This is a mincha of chatas. Yes, meaning mincha, daider kicha, mivla. Mincha, by definition, is soft. Talk about a matzah. So then it's easy to be boleya. Avachat is a maloy. Chatas is a hard piece of meat. Viashmin and chatas mishim de korir. The chatas, the juices of the chatas, have an opportunity to penetrate, and that things should penetrate into it. It has crevices, it can go and penetrate in it, and then the gravy also is strong and can penetrate into it. Av mincha maloy, by mincha that doesn't have that same degree of penetration, both to penetrate others and it should become penetrated. So I might think the dinim of mavliya, blias, and plitois to make the other thing kodesh shouldn't apply to mincha. Tricha, that I have to have both. Now, in the brayz of Rabbi Kiva, he darshan mincha, but he also darshan chatas. Because after all, since he learned the halacha of mikadesh, the beluah, by mincha, what does he use the chatas for? Chatas, my chatas, and he gave el menachunin. Ubiyodoy hayimanis. I'm sorry, ubiyoyim. Ubiyodoy hayimanis. I've called it el menachunin, ubiyoyim, ubiyodoy hayimanis. Now, how am I learning from chatas both halachas? After all, the Gemara just made now a trichasa by mincha and chatas. So I need chatas to tell us the din of mikadesh bibalua. And I also need the karm chatas to tell you, ain't a bottle menachulim beyond beyond. So Toises says, you learn everything. See, if you look at the Toises, the first Toises is the wide lines. Ma'achatas ain't a bottle menachulim. Tar to dorish mechatas. The kvar dorish nami ma'achatas mikadesh bibalua. So he learns that both things. Why does he learn that both things? Because he's saying it's like a karm chatas. From the fact that the Torah puts a chatas in the pasuk, comes to say that I learn other dinim from chatas. What other dinim? Din number one is the din of balua, mikadesh bibalua. Number two, ain't a bottle menachulim. Number three, biyad. Number four, biyad yamatz. Good. After the boil, I'm going to call him the other, the other, the other. Take the mara. Chatzis Minog, how do I know by Chatzis? These three dinim apply of Minachulin, not min, only Minachul. B'yoin, b'yari yamad. Om Rav Chizom HaKrop. Vinka b'harnes para Chatzis asher loy. Harn has to go and bring his garment. Darshan Mishaloi, Veloi Mishal Tzibur, Veloi Mishal Maisa. It's got to be pure from his own chulin funds, not Tzibur funds, and not Maisa funds. So I learned the same thing, Rabbi, that par chatos, same thing applies to all kabbalists. It's got to be from your own funds and not from Maisa. And the Pasuk also says, Biyoin. We didn't say Biyoin. Oh, stop. So that's how I know by chulin, and now that's how I know by chatas, and from chatas I'm learning to shar kabbalas. But now the Bryce has said I learned two other halachas. Besides the din of chulin, I also learned the din of biyoyim, that it's got to be dafka during the day. Frey Timara, that's a pasuk that says the gabi karm chatas. That's a generic pasuk. It says biyoyim tzavoyisai. Where does it say that? Rashi has, you have number two, Tari Ara Shalim. I should see Vashem as Moshe Bahar Sina, Beyoim Tzavoyz, Beyoim Tzavoyz, and Beyoim Tzavoyz, the Hakar is Karban Neyem, Lashem and Minvasina. So this Beyoim is not a Chattis din, it's a Karban Neyem din, Alakabat. Says, Yimori, you're right, Kedi Nazbah. The Beyoim is really loud, Dafka, I don't learn from Chattis, that generic din by Okabas. So Yimori, Beyoim Ayamonis, that's what you're learning from a Karban Chattis. What do you mean by Yibyad Yamanis? When you go and you tovel a coin that's boy for the other Yamanis into the blood, and then he puts on the four chronics. Anytime it says Etzba Kuhuna, you have to use the Yamin. And by all Kabbalists, somewhere or other, use the term Koyin. So therefore, you have to use Yamin. So I don't need to learn it from Chatas, I know it from Etzba Kuhuna. So you're right, Kini Nazva, I didn't need this in the Braisa either. This is a bit so schwer. We're trying to say that I'm learning from Chatas three halachas. I'm only learning one, both the second and the third. Well, just throw away. Yeah, it's a bit so schwer. People say the second in this respect is better because someone like Rav Shimon the Yama Etzba LeBayikuna Kuhuna Baya Etzba. That although when it says in the Torah Etzba alone, I don't need the Torah to add the word coin, and I learn Etzba from the Torah that it's got to be Yad or Etzba Yamanis, Etzba Yamin. But if it only says koyin, that's not enough. I still have to add the word etzba to tell you it's got to be a min. According to that, not all kabbanis have the term etzba. So I wouldn't have known the din of yamin. Kamashman, that's why I have to learn to talk from chatos. It's from chatos yamin. Shar kabbanis also yamin. And Rabbi Kiva continues in his braisa, what do I learn from Osham? Ma Osham atz moisa mutarim, that you can go and use the bones to make kalim, says Rashi. We frequently talk about making the handle of an axe, of a hammer, of a sakin, whatever. So you can go and use those bones to make into kalim. Afkol atz moisa mutarim, by all kabbanis across the board, even my carbon oila, you can go and use the bones and use them for kalim.
Oila's bones were not burned?
They were not burned. Gemara says only if they were still attached to the basar, you put it on the maracha. But if they already got detached, you don't have to burn them on maracha. You can use them for kalim.
Did they belong to the dead mishmar of kohanim like the others?
The kohanim, exactly, just like the others. Oh, Marava, says now Rava. Pshitali by me is a dova poshit, says Rava, as was. Dam chatzas lamata v'dam oyla lamala. Now this lamala lamata, don't get sidetracked to something. Oh. We're talking about the beginning of our perek. What's the beginning of our perek? Dam chatos that spritz on a beged. What's the din? Dam chatos that spritz on the beged. Ashiyiza the beged. Ashiyiza leah the chabes v'makim kodesh. What happens if it's the dam of an oiler or the dam of a shlamim, the dam of an asham? This din only applies to dam chatos. And that's exactly the cause of the Damchatas, that's the din. Now what happens if you have a double whammy? What do you mean a double whammy? A double spot. You have Damchatas on top of a Dam Oila, or Dam Oila on top of Damchatas. In other words, the beged initially got one splattering, and then it got a second splattering. So Zok Lava. Pshitli by means of double poshit, that if Damchatas Lamata, meaning that the first stain was from the Damchatas, and then on top of that there was another stain of Dam Oila Mala, then about a Toil Kibbutz, because the real first initial stain, which is in this beget, was the Damchatas. Boy, Rabbi, what's my Shaila? Dam Oila Mata, that the original stain was the Oila, the Damchatas Lamala, and the Damchatas is on top of it. So what's the Shaila? Mal. Mishim Negehu Benageh. The pasuk in the Torah says requires kin mozen kodesh because blood has touched this beged. Even though underneath this stain you have the dam oil stain, but for it, this dam chattis is still on this pegidus negia, and therefore you have to.
Should be totally in min bimino type issues? Dam bevatel dam type things?
Maybe according to was it hold ain't dam about the dam?
No. The question is that you have dam of you have dam in those dam chatas and dam ola, but it's still dam and dam.
He knows what you're saying. It's not a dumb question. If it is a dumb question, dam and dam.
Dumb question.
Yeah, a dumb question. I don't mention balua, but like bala lemaisa wasn't by layer because it's like an upper layer. The real balua is from the saturated stuff. Exactly. How the parsha afterwards you attack a parsha into the kibbutz? You don't need kibbutz because in fact. It's not the Indian of Nigia, it's an Indian of Balua, and here it's not Balua, but the Dam Chatas, it's Balua.
Myself, I love Dam came first and was Balua, and on top of it, that is Chatas blood is also Balua.
Morris says, no. I mean, it's.
If you could. It would be wonderful to find out.
Halavai should be Halacha Lamaisa, we should have this din today. But the point, if in fact you can go and determine that the blood has spread, the second
beyond,
one now
beyond yeah,
it's a different story.
It's a different stain.
However, if the amount of the stain caused or less, and therefore
we assume that
it was not nivla inside the beggar. Beggar can only take one blue, I can't take two, and therefore that's it. Right. Saturated. So now we're not talking about Beis HaMikdash, now we're talking about Stam. A person wants to go and toivel his begod in the mikveh. Whenever you have dam of big dough, it's choitz. That's a chatzit. It's a stain. Then tabachor v'yam to be a butcher. Ain't a choitz. It's not a stain. Why is it not a stain? Because he doesn't care. It's not. After all, he has a whole bunch of stains. Now we don't toivel our begodim today. However, we do toivel our bodies today. And the same halacha applies as well. That if a person happens to be, for instance, a writer and constantly has on his hands ink, or a person's a butcher and he has stains of blood all over his body, he normally wouldn't go through his body, but the point is if a person's a painter, so he has paint on his hands or this, whatever, so this is by him, he's not makbid on it. He comes to the Spanish and says, you have a little paint on it. I know I have paint on it. It doesn't bother him. Same thing, Ravava, big day, a person has schmaltz on his beggar. Choitzit. Then Moich Ravava, however, if he's a schmaltz handler, so he has schmaltz on his beggar all the time. When the person is machmir, he has both dam on one side, he has revav on the other side. What's it in now? So look to Mar. In tabachu, tabachu mishum revav. I don't understand what the shail is. If he happens to be a regular individual and has dam revav, then the two reasons why it's a chatzitz, both out to the dam and out to the revav. So the chayiv gemara shail is because he's a tabach. So because of the tabach, he's not machmir on the dam. Fine, he's not makbet a dam, but take him to Mishim Ravav. He's makbet out to Shmaltz. If he's Moich Ravav, he's a person who goes and sells oils and sells grease and Shmaltz. Take him to Mishim Dam. He'll have Meis L'chatzitz goes to the dam. So what's the Shaila? No, it's Rechel Yavid Hav Yehar. Esaya Tabach and Saya Moich Ravav. Oh, so maybe the Shaila is a Chod Oloi Kopit. Because of the one stain, it wouldn't be makbet. Nah, Mel Bissel, 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 Ravav, Bissel, Dam. But at Tarti Kofit, when you have both of them, oh, this is Shana Makbet. Or you can have Tarti Namilin Kofit. Maybe it's not Makbet in either one. Tishbi Taris Kosheva, Boyes, Hanukkah Mkhatas. So, Yemukhuzi Boran Chokin. Have a wonderful day and wonderful Shabbat.